there, the doctors noticed the lack of energy and recharged it to its full power. And that was it. Arundel and her magic bow disappeared and left the strange place as fast as they could. Mr. Schwertfeger once more had to doubt his senses. He couldn't doubt on her. Arundel drove him to despair. However, this time she felt she was right. She didn't even touch the stupid world map. However, things were over now anyway. While Mr. Schwertfeger went mad, Florina slipped out of the classroom and alarmed the headmistress. Mr. Schwertfeger was afraid of Florina because of Heinrich Harzer, her father. He was a real professor with international reputation and all that. And that she knew quite well. Besides, Schwertfeger was as much a racialist as was Arundel's own father. Therefore, Schwertfeger tried to be friendly and handle Florina as if she was a raw egg. In a way, Arundel liked the way he treated her better. Therefore, she pitied Florina for that and bullied her to disappear with her, but in vain. Florina put on a little smile and replied she had her own way of going places. What she really meant, Arundel got to know later. Right now, the angry headmistress posed in front of Schwertfeger and glanced at him fiercely through her strong eyeglasses. "We meet after lesson, right at the head office, Mr. Schwertfeger." And addressing to the class, she continued, "Does anyone want to say anything?" However, she asked it in a way that nobody dared to stand up. Besides, Schwertfeger was in class, and except of Florina, nobody dared to rebel openly. Not even the tall blokes Florina suspected strongly for the map. "You wouldn't believe what happened to me." Arundel started her tale on the way home, and as Carinia was now with them, both girls had to tell the whole story again. Right from the start. Therefore, Arundel learned what happened in her absence in class. Schwertfeger lost control and smashed the pointing stick to pieces over her seat. And, had she been still sitting there, he would have harmed her severely. "If you want to, he'll be fired," said Florina. But Arundel shook her head. She didn't want to go that far. "We say I covered under the table, and while you left for the headmistress, I slipped with you out of the door," Arundel declared. "Perhaps we let him worry a little and give him a chance to change or leave." Physical punishment was severely prohibited by now, and a case like this had become a court crime. The headmistress had had to call the police if things had gone the strict proper way. The stick went to pieces, believe it or not. If he had hit you, I wonder. One thing Arundel managed, Florina and Carinia became curious about Liptopia and artifacts and all that. The far country where laptops run around and hunted men for mishandling their property started to raise their interest. "Would you be able to find the way again?" They wanted to know. Arundel shrugged. "Don't know. Got to ask the bow," she replied. And that was what she did. He declared that Arundel had given him quite clear instructions. Probably a bit hasty then. "She ordered and I complied," he said. "Something like far, far away." Professor Hazy celebrated his birthday in the garden. Arundel was invited and was happy about it, even though She was a bit scared amongst all these grown-ups. However, the mood was relaxed. Nobody blustered of exorbitant stock mergers or swaggered of fast cars. The women didn't glue together and the men didn't hit their thighs and stuck behind the grill with a chest of beer. The people were just unbelievably normal, but in a sense that they didn't ruffle their feathers or screamed of laughter. Still, they laughed a lot and heartily as well, and all talked to each other. The men grilled and drank beer. The women hooked each other with their champagne glasses in hand and did a few paces. Still without force, perhaps a little too cool or even a bit highbrow, as per Arundel's father anyway, who would have mocked about such arrogant intellectuals. Heinrich Heise, the person celebrating his birthday, was an archaeologist, and all of his colleagues from the university had shown up. Amongst them, there was a man who teased Arundel's curiosity because he looked like the Laptopian general. She asked Lorinna to introduce her. "This man looks quite alike General Armilus, if I may say so. Do you remember?" Corinna had joined them and looked a little bewildered. Her sister shook her head. "You must remember the day when I left and Schwertfeger smashed his stick over me." At least Florina seemed to dig what she was about. "Righto. Will you ever see him again? Can't you introduce me? I got to get to know the Double," Arundel insisted. "Scholasticus, this is Arundel. She knows you unknowingly, but that she may explain to you herself." Florina introduced Arundel. "By the way, this is my wife," replied the so addressed, and grabbed the elbow of one of the most beautiful women Arundel ever had seen. She was so beautiful that Arundel lost her voice. "This is Dorothy, my wife, Lady of Grisel Grief and Griefenclaw, Slyboots." You could hear the pride in his voice while he said that. Arundel had almost forgotten why she wanted to meet Scholasticus, as she was quite certain that he was no figure of her imagination, but a human of flesh and blood, right here and now. "Oh, such things interest me very much, dear child." Even the voice and the articulation was the same. Arundel was absolutely stunned. "Grisella, come over here, please. We have here, it seems to me, a very interesting case of déjà vu experience. Arundel, I would like to introduce you to my sister-in-law, Professor Grisella, Lady of Grisel Grief and Griefenclaw Slyboots, and this is my dear brother Amadeus, her husband. We are crossed over, mixed and mingled double twins, you have to know. Generally spoken, people get quite confused, although things are quite simple, as a matter of fact. Simple they might be, but you have to sort it out first of all." Arundel glanced over to Amadeus and realized a certain familiarity between the two brothers. Everything was a bit finer and more attractive. Amadeus was without doubt a handsome man, while this could be said neither of the General Armilus nor the Professor Scholasticus Slyboots. "Come on, tell us. Our families can be talked over later. They aren't really interesting," came Grisella back to the point.